Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Mike May.
I'm
giving you the real truth behind the story. Dissecting the truth. If you the answer to the question you have, not sugarcoating the truth. Old Time Radio with a new twist. Today, April 15, 2013, Boston Marathon, Terry, United States. Talk about that. You can call in live, toll free, across these United States, 877-552-4061. That's 877-552-4061. If you don't have any feeling about this, then you are without a pulse. Today, as the Boston Marathon was run by nearly 30,000 participants with a 500,000 people watching and spectating along the sidelines, a coward in the form of a terrorist, be it domestic or foreign, and all evidence points that it's a foreign terrorist, has committed the ultimate atrocity, murdering and maiming citizens on our homeland. 9/11, part two, limiting our freedom in the United States once again by their act of cowardice, but we shall find these cowards and destroy them. But I suggest more than just destroying the cowards that have murdered an 8-year-old, a 2-year-old, and others, and injured over 130 with their bombs, which resemble the IEDs used in Iraq, causing numerous amputations on this Patriots Day in Boston, a celebratory day, causing a disruption in Washington, New York, sporting venues across the United States, and billions of dollars in resources in this great country. I suggest we punish the citizens of the country from those terrorists where they come from. Now, of course, if they're American, then we're being punished already. But it is suspected that they are from either Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, Pakistan. Why are we educating their students here on visas? Why are we allowing them to get educated so they can learn advanced math, chemistry, and physics, and plant themselves as cells here waiting for instructions to bomb our homeland? Listen to your politicians and find out who has the guts to put country ahead of politics, to speak the truth about protecting this homeland. Those are the ones that should be reelected. Enough is enough when you see body parts flying across the streets of Boston. And you have to think twice about taking your children to a baseball game because of the imminent danger of a bomb blowing your child's head off. It is time to protect our northern borders and our southern borders and to equally expel students on visas from across the world. Unfortunately, that will eliminate a lot of brilliant minds from learning in the United States. And if you, ACLU, and educators have a problem with that, go to Qatar, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia, where those very westernized governments have pillaged some of the most brilliant professors and created Western schools, and that's where those students could go study. No regrets. They bring in concerts, pay the artists millions and millions of dollars. They create ice skating rinks in the desert. But this homeland must be protected. The American way of life is at risk. The safety of our people has been jeopardized for the last time. And if your politician and my politician does not do something tangible immediately, then it's time to get them out of office. Politically pussyfooting around for the sake of them keeping their pension, their platinum parachute, no longer is a viable option. Smoke out these skunks and eliminate them from breeding in this country. And there'll be more jobs for United States citizens here. That's right. This type of terrorism cannot be fought just by sending our resources of human lives and finances to countries abroad. It must be fought by eliminating the easy entry into this country by legal and illegal means, and by lax security at our northern and southern borders. Our good citizens who are from foreign countries, who have spent time, money to become legal citizens, might not be as vocal as those on the dole taking free housing, free medical care, free food, and free education away from American-born citizens or legally naturalized citizens. But the gravy train is over. Resources are depleted. And it's time to take care of ours first. First things first, American citizens, legally naturalized or born here, must be taken care of first, either by social programs or by jobs available. What is your opinion? Call in. Speak out. Let the United States and the world hear your voice now. Call in toll free at 877-552-4061. That's toll-free, 877-552-4061. This is Mike Mays, live on Blog Talk Radio, April 15th, 2013. A day as synonymously nefarious in the events as 9/11/2001, when scum of the earth killed American citizens participating in daily life in this great country. (877) 552-4061. That is a toll-free number. For those of you residing outside of the country, you can dial also toll-free, 877-552-4061. The bomb strategically placed to go off 3 hours, 30 to 4 hours after the lead runners crossed the finish line, and then a second bomb going off approximately 30 seconds after the first bomb, so that when first responders came to help the injured, they too would be killed. A strategic placement of the bombs. Fortunately, this president was not reading to children in Florida and had to be told to get into action, to lock down the White House, to secure the subways, to secure malls in all areas of security. This was not meant to be a political bash, but facts are facts. But let's see what this president will do that is aggressive to take care of us as United States citizens, take care of this homeland, not by doing more of the same, because by all reports, there was absolutely no intelligence, a lack thereof, that there was any threat of these bombs. So to add more intelligence would be 0 × 100, which would be 100 × 0. No more intelligence. Don't tell me what they've stopped. I am pointing out what they haven't stopped. And that is carnage at the Boston Marathon. This is a day in Boston that is revered by all of the city. People don't go to work on this day. People don't go to school. It is usually the opening day of the Boston Red Sox home season, April 15th. And now it is marred by blood, amputation, and death, and terrorism. I urge you to contact aggressively, to contact your congressmen, senators, representatives, aggressively tell them we're not going to take this. Get off their asses and to demand that our northern and southern borders are secure, and that we no longer have this threat of terrorism lurking. Another horrible, horrible action from this bombing is that the survivors from the recent shooting at the school near Boston, they were there as honorees, and there were some charities running the marathon for them, and they were seated right near the area of the bombings. There is no information at this time as to injuries or fatalities. How horrible is that? How horrible is that, that after some have lost their spouse, a mother, or children, or friends, that they are there to be subjected to this type of domestic terrorism? This cannot happen and must be dealt with without any type of delay or consideration for political standing. The protection of the American public must come first. This is Mike Mays at 877-552-4061. This show is brought to you by Bruce Tickets, for the finest in concert and event tickets. Bruce Tickets, www.brucetickets.com, for any show in the United States. At the best prices, Bruce Tickets will help you enjoy an event. That's Bruce Tickets. Mention that you heard this on Mike Mays' show, and he will give you 10% off on your purchase and free shipping. Bruce Tickets. D-R-E-W-S. Also, a fine sponsor, a great American company, Stiffy Off-Road Vehicle Accessories, S-T-I-F-F-Y, Stiffy, located on the internet at www.stiffy.com. If you're off-roading, you need a Stiffy antenna with the special patented quick release system. Light up, neon, and full line of off-roading accessories. Stiffy. Got one? A great American company. We're back talking about this horrible bombing, terrorism at the Boston Marathon, April 15, 2015. If you'd like to participate, call in toll free at 877-552-4061. 877-552-4061. With the summertime coming around, There'll be over 4,000 baseball games. And with 4,000 baseball games times approximately 30,000 people, that's 12 million people at risk by these scum that have caused this terror in Boston. Over 30 million people alone at baseball games, closer to 50 million. Summer concerts right now in the desert in California at Coachella. There's 100,000 or more people for the weekend. They're a target as well. This is not an accidental event. This is a terrorist planned event. What say you at 877-552-4061? 877-552-4061. We're going to have a guest with us. A national expert on events who will give us his opinion on the terror risk. That'll be Dan Lopez. We're waiting for him. In the meantime, you can call in toll-free at 877-552-4061, 877-552-4061. In 6 days, a marathon is scheduled in London. Then within 2 weeks, another one in Utah. They might be canceled due to this terrorist attack today. So, what's going to go on here? Are they going to stop these events, or just trying to shore up the security? In the meantime, Adel Al-Jubeir, the Saudi ambassador to the United States, condemned the bombings and offered his condolences. Well, that's nice, but what if it's one of your citizens that did this? After all, it was the Bin Ladens that were responsible for 9/11. And while our ex-president, George Bush, couldn't get his airplane off the ground to get to his destination on that day, the Bin Laden family was able to leave an airport, precariously enough, from Boston. Isn't that something? Well, that's just the way, you know, the double speak comes from the Arab world. I'm tired of the double speak. Are you? This is something that has to be a tangible action by these countries where their citizens are committing these atrocities. Their words are not enough. It has to be in strong actions, stopping their terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and the like. But it's not happening. It's just lip service. That's all there is to it. Right now, the death toll stands at 3. And that is the latest update from CNN News. But there are several people in critical condition. There are 144 people injured, including 8 children. People missing limbs. They had a full trauma response at the scene. It's just amazing. Amazing that this happened. People were blown 20 to 25 feet on the first blast. People losing their legs. The timelines are incredibly sad. This being the 117th running of the Boston Marathon, this was intended to be a day of joy and celebration, and it quickly became a day in which running a marathon was of little importance. The doctors are generally pulling ball bearings out of people in the emergency room. A terrorism expert said that this is consistent with terror techniques. That same source said that the blast resulted in at least 10 lost limbs. An 8-year-old boy was among those killed. A state law enforcement source said, according to CNN's John King. At least 17 of the injured are in critical condition. That means they have to receive blood or emergency care to stay alive. At least 25 are in serious condition in area hospitals. If you don't live in Boston or have someone there, please stay off the cell phones. They're overloaded in the wake of this blast, slowing the city's network dramatically and hampering the investigation on the early going. Just amazing. There has been one unexploded device found at a hotel on Boylston Street, and another unexploded device was found at an undisclosed location. This by U.S. Representative Bill Keating, who's a member of the House Homeland Security Committee and has spoken to law enforcement sources. And this is from CNN's Deidre Walsh, that the incidents were a sophisticated, coordinated, planned attack. And our President Obama said, and I quote, "We still do not know who did this or why, but make no mistake, we will get to the bottom of this. We will find out who did this, and we will find out why they did this. Any responsible groups will feel the full weight of justice." President Barack Obama is speaking about the bombings now. "The American people will say a prayer for Boston tonight, and Michelle and I send out deepest thoughts and prayers to the victims," Obama said at the White House. Boston police now appear to be backing away from their commissioner's early statement that a third incident at the JFK library, 5 miles from the finish line, might have been related to the Boston Marathon incident. April 15th, 2013. At 877-552-4061, 877-552-4061. Right now at 877-552-4061. Tell me what you have got to say about this Boston Marathon terrorism. Three people killed, 144 injured. Just horrible. what has gone on to this point. You there? A lot of stuff got happening. Well, we're waiting on Dan Lopez, but he's not available presently. As you know, this is the 117th running of the Boston Marathon in accordance with Patriots Day, April 15th. The Boston Red Sox traditionally have their home opener today. Schools are closed. Federal buildings are closed. People take the day off. But this is not the way it goes. Not when terrorism raises its ugly head.
You.
Mike Mays, back here at blogtalkradio.com. Yeah, normally we have a lighter show talking about sports, and when we do get into politics, but today it's just impossible not to talk about the dark side of people and sporting events. This large event where there's over 500,000 people in attendance, like most big marathons, this, the 117th running of the Boston Marathon, 30,000 people running in it, and 500,000 people cheering them on, giving them drinks and sponges and supporting the charities that they're a member of along the race route. In the last tenth of a mile, some terrible, terrible terrorist decides that this is the day to kill three people and injure 144. And before the week is up, those 1 to 2 dozen that are in critical condition might be among the casualties. This isn't the country that I was brought up in. So this isn't the voice that I had when I was younger. When I was younger, it was, let's do for everybody. Let's invite everybody in to this country. Let everybody have a peace to grow and enjoy the United States. This is a new world, and we must protect our homeland. And if that means excluding people, not removing people that are here legally, but excluding people whose philosophy has shown a hatred for our way of life, then that's what we have to do. That's what we have to demand of our politicians to protect our families, our children, and our way of life. We no longer have to ask permission of the world to protect our homeland. It's one thing to go over to someone else's country and go after the terrorists, but it's something that is completely indisputable to protect your own homeland by any means possible on your own homeland. And if that means deeming that students from quote-unquote terrorist countries be asked to get their higher education in another country, then so be it. If that means tightening up our northern and southern borders so it's not like a colander with anybody slipping through to do damage to our economic and to our populace here, then so be it. But let's get this job done efficiently. This is Mike Mays. And you're listening live to Blog Talk Radio. Call in free, toll free at 877-552-4061, 877-552-4061. You can email me at sportsmaze at gmail.com. That's sportsmaze at gmail.com. Or at the inbox at blogtalkradio.com. (877) 552-4061. I've heard so many people talking about being sad about today, but something has to be done. So that these days do not keep on recurring. Enough is enough. This is Mike Mays. We're brought to you live by Drew's Tickets, DREWSTickets.com. For the finest in tickets to any event in the United States, go to Drew, mention that you heard this live here, and you will receive 10% off on any ticket that you purchase and free shipping. DrewsTickets.com. If you enjoy off-road vehicle or off-road riding, the finest in off-road accessories is at Stiffy, S-T-I-F-F-Y, Stiffy, Stiffy.com. Stiffy, got one? No. American products. Just mentioned that you heard that product here with Mike, and I get my Stiffy over at Stiffy.com. Antennas, whip antennas, light-up antennas, quick-release antennas, and all type of off-roading accessories. And you'll receive free shipping on your order. Live. You can call in toll free at 877-552-4061, 877-552-4061.